Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening to and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, sir.
And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. Well, good evening, Pastor Cox. I think we're on. Yeah, are we on? Make sure we're on. Yeah. Make sure I got the buttons pushed and everything. Good evening, Pastor Cox. I'm sorry. I got too much going on here in the studio.
That's all right. Good evening and blessings again from Oklahoma City to both of you.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know we have some callers, and I'll be watching the phone lines, and I'll let you know when they call in.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody else to joining us this Wednesday evening for Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? The captives being set free. All in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, performed at the hands of believers in Christ, Christians, those that are supposed to go out and occupy and take dominion. And what are some of the dominion they're supposed to take? Over the spirit world. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, feel free to go to deliveranceusa.com, the wealth of information there at that website. Or, if you'd like to have a book, you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you'd like to have that book, and he will certainly get it out to you. Pastor, it seems like I just saw you not too long ago.
It seems very recent, and it was, in fact.
It was.
Enjoyed seeing you here in Oklahoma City. It was awesome.
Absolute blessing. I got a chance to go out and meet some brothers who wanted to come together and pray for this country. We were trying to get together right around the time of 9/11 to come against the spiritual forces that attack our country, that to seek the Lord and hear him for some certain direction in our life, and then also right before the Feast of Trumpets. And the Holy Spirit was definitely with us. We had some great prayer time. Pastor joined us with some of it. Had a fantastic time at Deliverance Ministries, their new location. I do really like that place. Definitely got the room and the setup there is different. It's a little bit more privacy. I get to help form a deliverance on a couple of brothers in Christ to get on some root causes. I think we reached some places there, found some issues that we haven't been able to seem to get victory in, but we think we found the root. Then some inner healing, some breaking of soul ties, and it was just an amazing experience. when you get together with people who operate in the gifts and the spirits are flowing, it blows my mind when you're in prayer one day and you think you hear the answer, and then you walk up to someone that you haven't seen in 2 or 3 years or ever how long it is, and they come up to me and they say, "Well, Lord wants you to know this."
Right.
What's the answer, what we're looking for. So we are thankful we had that. We praise the Lord, and it was a fantastic time. And on top of all that, I got to go find Pastor Cox's little honey hole he's had for fishing for 40 years.
Yeah.
And he may not be able to get rid of me.
We went fishing again. We fished for men and we fished for fish.
We did. It was absolute blessing. Perfect weather, beautiful time, just a fantastic time. I really enjoyed that weekend. It was definitely a charge into the batteries, and it was well needed. Well, Pastor,
even in,
I'm talking about myself.
Interpretations,
yeah.
And with the tongues. It was,
yes, we did.
Good words
well,
came
we've
out.
Seen, we've seen actually quite a few of the gifts being exercise we had. We saw the gifts of that private prayer language between you and the Lord. We've seen where a tongue is given, where there's interpretation. I think we had 4 or 5 of them. I can't quite remember. I got them recorded. And we had words of knowledge. We had revelated knowledge. And even during the deliverance with the men, I was able to see the things that were over them. I couldn't quite understand it, but I was able to give what I was seeing, and some were able to discern the interpretations of what I was seeing. So it's just a whole different ball game. I don't know why. We talked about that. Why, when we get out there in Oklahoma City, we seem to be able to operate in these more than when we're by ourselves with others, and I think it has to do with that when two or more are gathered. Certainly, there seems to be more power in that power of agreement. But I think the bottom line is when you get around people who understand the gifts, they yield to the Spirit, and they work and operate in those gifts. And those gifts are for power. They're for us to use. They're for us to use for the deliverance of other people. They're for the furtherance of the kingdom and weapons against warfare. And I don't know, Pastor, if you had a chance to read that before the show I sent to you, but I came across an article where the people that are heading up the Black Lives Matter are actually channeling spirits. They're channeling spirits. They're invoking. They're actually operating in voodoo and West African witchcraft. And you know, we can look at these. We can look at these protests that are going on. They have protests or riots, but they call them protests. And you think to yourself, what is possessing these people? Well, there's the answer. The person that heads it up tells you they channel the spirits, and that causes it. And that's why we need the spiritual warfare, to be ready in that spiritual warfare in season and out of season, because there's no way we can battle against these without the Holy Spirit's help.
That's right. Yes, I saw that, Brother Ralph, and I was amazed that, not surprised, I guess, but that the roots are actually satanic of the BLM, and there's lots of people that are engaged in it that are not aware of that. They, of course, are following the death of the man that was killed there by the police, but there's more to it than that. That's how it started, but it's definitely involved satanically through these originators. Obviously, the whole deal is dedicated to Satan.
Certainly is. I mean, they're not doing it for our good, that's for sure.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Pastor, I know we had, I think you had an official 3 when I was out there 2 Mondays ago, plus the two that I was working with, so that was a total of 5. That I know of for sure. How many deliverances did we have this last Monday?
We had a total of 6. It's still amazing. The numbers are so low. We're running with extra ministers, which was quite a change from the session before Labor Day, where we had 22 and had to do some group ministry. But anyway, it changes all the time. I think it may have to do with school starting or something. But it'll average out. We typically do about a dozen, 15 all through these years. The need is still there, no question about that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it was kind of funny, kind of humorous, not really, it was just the Holy Spirit working and answered prayer. The pastor was talking about he was really concerned if all the men that was coming would be able available for deliverance. And so that the day before we came, the day before, I don't remember, Saturday, Sunday, we prayed that just bring them out in force, stir up the ministers, and have them come out. And, I mean, the war room was packed.
Amen, it was.
Yep.
We were having church. Amen.
Yes, we were. Yes, we were. And it was good to see. I remember you kind of looking around and you were like, wow, there sure is a lot here. And you were probably thinking, where was everybody last Monday? But,
well,
you know, that's the way things work sometimes.
That's right. It worked out really good, especially for you all that came even from Alaska and all over. So we had extra ministers. Well, I had a schizophrenia case last Monday, and while he was on quite a few drugs, sometimes they're so drugged up you can't communicate with them. You know how the hospitals are. But he was able to communicate okay. I was not able to get the head demon up, but so I did basic of working the list. But he did have some yawns, and I haven't had any reports yet other than he seemed to be doing good. I did have that from his mother, but not any details yet. But we addressed many things and did really good with the soul ties and with the trauma door, dealing with that and the events, the traumas and memories of the past that carry bad feelings. Jesus took those bad feelings. So it went really well. He already had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And also prayed for his back and pain, and his pain seemed to go. So it was a good evening, and maybe he'll be on the show one of these evenings.
Maybe. Praise the Lord. That's actually the drugging out and the medication of people today is so common, and even that within itself is a door opener. But I would say what a lot of people would quote as called quote-unquote schizophrenia in today's world is nothing more than either demonic possession and or demonic oppression.
Yes. Yes, and we dealt with a lot of rejection and rebellion, which often are the roots to schizophrenia. So he has to be better, as I'm always saying. And I'm believing he's a whole lot better, praise God.
It's a rare person that would go through deliverance and not be better.
Well, that's it. We go through all these steps. There's no way that wouldn't be better.
I know.
And usually it's a huge overhaul, a Jesus overhaul. So that's what drives us on as we hear these testimonies, of course. And we have two testimonies lined up this evening that should be very good and encouraging to the listeners and showing them how deliverance can turn lives around.
Yes, and it was actually very enjoyable to, as I was with the ministers, that I was able to meet and I recognized some people's names and recognized who had come on and who's been on for the testimony and given it for the show. And it's just kind of nice to put a face to the person. Never got a chance. And it's funny as I'm sitting there talking to people, they say, oh, that's why I recognize your voice.
That's right. That couple that was on, they were right on the front row the other night.
They were. They were. And, I don't know what it was, but I had some words the Lord had given me to give to her. And they must have been an answer to what she was needing, because she kind of, I don't even remember their names, but she tapped her husband and said, see, or something like that, like, and it's just amazing when the spirit is flowing and you have words to give to somebody. You don't know why, but the Lord tells you to do it, and you go up and say to them, and then when you can see the expression on your face, you know the confirmation did come from the Holy Spirit. So, Pastor, we have Fran. Fran, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi, this is, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Fran.
Okay.
This is Everett. Good to hear you. You sound good. And that's Ralph that's on there with me up in the Branson area. And he's co-hosting here, and we're excited.
Okay.
You're aboard. Why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again, and how you learned about deliverance and the changes you saw.
I was born again
in
the charismatic movement in the early 70s, and I enjoyed the wonderful Holy Ghost prayer meetings then. I told the Lord I wanted to deliver my husband, not the one I'm married to now, but back in the 70s, because he was an alcoholic. So the first week I was born again, someone put the book, The Authority of the Believer, by Kenneth Hagin, into my hands, and I'd pray for my husband and children using that book like a recipe book. That's where I learned my authority in the name of Jesus, and I thank the Lord for his faithfulness to me during those years. The Lord also talked to me into going to Al-Anon. I don't know if you've heard of that or not, but it's helped for the families of alcoholics. And that helped me keep my sanity. And I didn't even think of deliverance then. It would have really helped me a great deal, you know. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Go ahead.
It's kind of low from your end.
Okay, Richard, maybe you can turn the gain up some so Fran can hear better. So go ahead, Fran, and just tell us.
Okay. Years later, I remarried. My son was having mental and emotional problems, and my husband Mike and I, together with the Lord, determined to help him until he was free. It has been a faith, authority, and love a journey. Let's see. New Year's Eve of 2020, at church, a prophet called Andy out and spoke to him and said he would be delivered in this year. And my purpose for going to deliverance ministries at first was to get my son delivered and free. I never thought about my own needs, and I imagine a lot of people are like that. You know what I'm saying? Some people are savers,
and then
I guess that's what I was. A friend of mine said, "Fran, if you are going to deliver others, then you need to be delivered yourself." And she had gone to deliverance ministry. And then she said, "You need to go through the training that they have." Well, by that time, you know, I had been worn out because Andy was a handful. Well, I was more than willing and needful to go for myself. And that night, I was determined to get the help I needed. I gave all my attention and energy to work with a deliverance minister I entered in. I needed to hang in there and get good results for me, and it paid off. I received inner healing from the pains and hurts of the past and physical healing. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear
you. Are you there?
I'm here. Could you feel those spirits coming out, Fran, or how do you know they were departing?
Pardon me?
Richard, can you turn my gain up so she can hear me better?
Yeah.
Can you feel the spirits come out, Fran?
Pardon me? I can hear you better.
Okay. Did you feel the spirits come out, or how did you know they were there? The evil spirits. Did you feel them?
I did manifest a few times. The spirit did, like, let's see, her name was Sarah, and she was the one who was delivering me, and she, she called out a dumb spirit, but she didn't, mm-hmm. First I was, like, looking at one person and another person and another person and another, but I kept looking at, my eyes kept moving and looking at these different people. And that, she said that's how she knew it was a deaf and dumb spirit, so she called that out. And then I had, how could I put it? I made some sounds. It just basically one sound that I made each time she called different spirits out. And
yeah.
I was trying, like I said, really hard to cooperate with her, and I remember how I felt. I really felt like the Holy Spirit was there. I felt like He was just right there helping me. Just I spoke everything I was supposed to speak with her, and I even helped her call some of those spirits out because I wanted to do the best I could, you know. And I don't know what else to say, except I knew I got healing from the past. And also, like 2 years ago, I had a lot of different things go wrong with me. It would get healed, but it would keep happening. And it was like it was wearing me down. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is this? You know, what's wrong? Why are these, you know, different sicknesses come on me? He would heal me every time, but I wanted to call a stop to him, you know, because I knew he could do it, because I knew people, a lot of people who said that they had a lot of things wrong, but I know that the Lord has victory over each one of these things, and He did, but I was getting worn out. I was getting worn out myself from having these different sicknesses come upon me, and I was getting worn out with having to help Andy, Mike, and I. It was pretty much of a handful. And I guess it kind of finally dawned on me that I needed, but right away when I got delivered, boom, after that, and all the days that followed, I have not had a sickness or an illness. They went to a complete stop.
Praise God.
I know.
Awesome.
That is so wonderful. In other words, the Lord answered my prayer to end sickness and different things that would come upon me, and I didn't know whether these were assignments from the enemy or what, but I know the Lord, I knew, I guess that we trusted Him. The important thing we did is I trusted Him. I trusted the Lord, and He always responds to trusting Him. And that's faith. He always responds to me when I trust Him. But it was hard. It was hard to trust for Andrew, but it was not hard to trust for myself. And what else can I tell you? Oh, I would get intimidated before around people, and when I went to pray for somebody, I get intimidated, okay? That stopped.
Yeah.
And now when I pray for people, like we go praying on the street with different people, or we go to Winco or different places, and we have a little group that steps out and prays for people. it's that the Lord is really, how can I put it? He's with me in a stronger way because I don't have that intimidation. And also, I know he also talked to me about pride. And he said, you have to give me all the glory, friend. You can't give a bit of glory to yourself. Stay humble. And that also helped me pray for people. And let me see if there's... Oh, yeah. I feel good about myself. I feel freer. And I'm not... I don't have a fear of people anymore. I just really feel good, Everett. And
That's so exciting.
And that was an answer to our prayer because God was faithful. What can I say? I'm so grateful to him. He really worked a miracle in all three of our lives. Because
Go ahead.
Mike and I are trained to be ministers, and the Lord put us to praying for people on the street and in different stores, and he also put us with you and deliverance ministries and learning how to deliver people, and we're excited about what the Lord is doing in our lives. We really want to go forward with him, and I think, like, both of these things, you know, on Saturday and how I've been freed more. Boy, when I went Saturday, I was able to talk freely with people. It was so wonderful to be free, and the Lord, he was telling me that I was free, you know, and it's exciting. I never thought deliverance could be so exciting, but whenever, like the last Monday, I got to sit in and pray. I was praying while this other lady was delivering someone, and it was very special, you know. And I've learned a lot from this one lady just by watching her and the other girl. And there's a bonding in that, isn't there?
Oh, yes. It's high adventure, I often call it, and so fulfilling to see that God would use us like this, just normal Christians, without any special gifts. And it turns out all this is normal Christianity, friend.
I know.
We're all supposed to be doing it, you know. What I never knew about it. I didn't know that until half of my life. It would appear that I didn't have the slightest about all this going on. I spent, you know, many years in a denominational church, and they never touched on the supernatural things that you're talking about. So it is exciting and fulfilling.
It is. I'm so grateful.
When I see you in the training, I can look at your face and see the excitement. You have a joy, don't you?
That's something how years ago the Lord told me and Mike that we would be delivering and healing people. And we just feel real good because we're doing, we're trying to be faithful to him, you know. And do that so we're just doing what he wants us to do, and that makes us feel good, you know. Really.
Yes, and as he did for us, just like you had deliverance, now you in turn are ministering to others. And of course, that's how we've all learned. You're in that process of sitting in. That's how I learned. I was really blessed to go to a little church, full gospel church, that was doing deliverance. And so I thought everybody was doing it in the full gospel circles. But they were, and I got to sit in and learn from that. And kept reading books about it, and then the day came I finally did one myself, much to my amazement. I'm not out of a seminary, or I'm not a priest, certainly, and I'm a businessman by background, a pilot, and so on, and certainly no background in doing this, but it comes natural, and of course it's Jesus that said believers shall do it. Well, I'm a believer, so I qualify just as you qualified, Fran. Being a believer, you're licensed to do it. You just need to get some boot camp and some understanding about it, and that's what you're doing.
Yes, and
to hear about your changes in your boldness is really exciting. And you apparently have kind of a street ministry.
Yes. I just let the Lord speak to me, you know, and really depend on Him, you know, and He's making it possible. He's making it possible, and that is such a miracle. It really is.
Well, Fran, as timid as you were before, you would have never thought you'd be doing these things, probably.
No, but God can really change change people. He really can.
Think how many people are out there that were just like you. They had no idea they could do this kind of ministry and help people get their lives turned around and start living life abundant with joy and peace and happiness and the fulfillment of actually ministering to others and seeing their lives turned around. There's many out there that would think they couldn't do it, but it's the Holy Spirit that leads you. And when you get those evil spirits out of the way that tended to block you, which they were, and they're blocking people everywhere. And when they're
cast
out,
my first husband, and they were blocking Andrew, and they're blocking a lot of people that we know. And there's one young man I'm thinking of talking to him about it, because he trusts me and Mike, you know. But there are people that we could tell him our story, you know.
Friend, in the remaining minute we have, what would you say to the listeners there before we hang up with you?
Okay. First of all, I would say, never give up. If you're trying to bring someone out of darkness into light, keep praying for them. But we prayed, like when we came to an obstacle, like we could not deliver our son. And first of all, never give up. That's when I say never give up, because the Lord is faithful. And I don't know why I didn't ask earlier. Ask the Lord to give you a plan. What's your plan, Lord, for me in this trouble I'm having right now, whatever it is? What's your plan? And that's what I asked the Lord when I was going through all those different sicknesses, one after another. I said, Lord, I had to ask Him, Lord, what is this? You know? And that's when He led me to get delivered. And lots of times, you know, you can have other people, it's right in front of their face. They say, why can't this person see this? I don't know.
Yes.
it's the Lord, it's the Holy Ghost that finally says, okay, reach out to me, ask for my help, ask for a plan, and I'll give it to you, because I am a faithful God. And he's proved it.
That's great. Fran, we are out of time. We're out of time. Thank you so much for that wonderful testimony. It definitely will encourage others. God bless you, and I'll see you on Monday night. Bye-bye.
Good testimony. Didn't sound too timid to me.
That's right. Praise God.
Amazing, that boldness. Amazing the boldness that comes from the Holy Spirit. Pastor, we have our next caller. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Hello?
Lynette? Yeah,
Lynette.
Lynette,
there?
Hi.
Hello.
Ralph on there with me. Yeah, good. I'm so glad you called in. And Ralph up in the Branson area is just answered up as well, greeting you. Why don't you go ahead, Lynette, and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and changes you've seen in your life and experiences.
Okay. Well, I have been in the Baptist church ever since I was a child. We would go occasionally. It was always very stressful when we would try to go because we were running late and Dad would be angry and my brother's shoes were too small, you know, whatever. Just a lot of stress trying to get to church. When I was in high school in 1986, I accepted the Lord. 87, I was baptized. In 88, I was raped and fell out of church, and no one really came after me. So I think it was basically just downhill from there. Started drinking, got into drugs, just really struggled. I knew that that's not what God wanted for my life. And then in 99, I had two kids, was in the process of getting divorced and trying to go to college and working full time and, just really struggling, but partying and trying to keep it all together. And God just really started drawing me back in and, eventually started going to church some, moved up to Minnesota and tried to go to church there, take the kids. It wasn't really working out very well. Met another man. And all together, we were going to have five kids. 1 month exactly before we got married, we both lost our jobs on that same day. And so then, you know, you hit rock bottom. You kind of start crying out to God, what do I do? I know that you can help us. And that's when I started reading more books about God and, you know, the self-help books that we sometimes search for instead of really leaning on God and finding out what he wants us to do. We look to man for our answers. And was reading about fasting and praying, and I did fast and pray and was just asking for God to direct us. And that is when I really started to see him work in a mighty way. We sold our house for $10,000 over what we were asking, asked him just to close doors and open them wherever he wanted us to go, and we ended up moving to Indiana, finding a house there that wasn't on the market yet, so we didn't have to pay realtor fees, didn't have enough money sometimes for milk, and, you know, a check would show up in the mail, and so I really started seeing God move in miraculous ways, but just really struggled still. And it seemed like, you know, I struggled a lot. There were good days or bad days. And so it was just this constant up and down all the time, trying to teach my kids what was right and about God and doing the best I could. And became very legalistic in my beliefs, and we ended up moving to Kentucky at that time and got into a different, it was a non-denominational church, and they had some biblical counseling there. So I did biblical counseling, went through it, and also did the training so I could help and do biblical counseling myself. So it was, you know, learning scripture, and whenever you're having a hard time, you know, we're supposed to take our thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ. And so learn some scripture, and still just really, really struggled. I'm like, I know there's so much more that God can do. And I just felt like all the churches that I was in, we just put God in this tiny box and, you know, oh, God doesn't, he doesn't do things, you know, he doesn't, speaking in tongues, nobody does that anymore. And that was just, you know, back when Jesus was alive, or, you know, right after he died and rose again. And so I don't know, that's just kind of the way it was. And heard about your ministries after I had moved here, just here recently. And I went, and I feel like a huge load has been lifted off of me. I had a hard time getting up in the morning. I just wanted to sleep a lot. just really struggled with my mind. And I feel like I have the tools. I'm learning the tools that I need to stay free now that I went through deliverance. And I had heard some of your testimonies online before I came, and so I kind of knew what to expect, and just from the two people that I knew about that told me about your ministry. And the experience that I had in going through it was different. I didn't really have any manifestations or anything when I went through the process or when I was being ministered to. I did feel, you know, some pains here and there. My left leg was about an inch shorter, and so it was adjusted during ministry. And I just want to continue to learn more, and so that's why I'm doing the training on Monday nights. So that's kind of my story.
Oh, well, yeah, and how exciting to start learning about this, Lynette. And you know, even though you didn't have any manifestations to speak of, we've done so many different deliverances that the person never felt a thing the whole evening. And yet the reports would come back, what we addressed, because we went through the steps, we find that they're free anyway. So it isn't, you know, you don't have to have manifestations. It's not by feeling that that you get free. It's rather as a Christian speaks the word, as the word performs itself. And it, of course, drives these spirits out. It varies with the sensitivities with each person as to whether they manifest or not. But it doesn't really matter. Even though quite a few people, you know, they go and cough, burp, and that kind of thing. But you don't have to, so that's what you experience. Well, have
yes.
you been setting in on some deliverances now?
Yes, I have been. And when I went through the white sheet that you have to circle the problems that I was experiencing, and I had a lot circled on both sides of the page. I mean,
uh-huh.
it was a lot that I was struggling with, and I just, from my past as a child, we played with the Ouija board. We did light as a feather at slumber parties. We would do, you know, like the Bloody Mary or different things. And I just, it really opened my eyes. My grandfather was a Mason. So, I mean, there's just a lot that I have been learning. And I just am so thankful for everything that I'm learning and for your ministry and for how it has set me free and how finally I have the freedom in Christ that, you know, all people need to have as Christians, you know. It's just that we don't have the tools to stay free and to, you know. And so it's just been awesome.
Right. Did you see those things disappear that you circled on your list?
Yes. And why I started to do the ministry is because I, at night when I would sleep, I would have these oppressions that would come on me. And I couldn't move. I couldn't wake up. And so I would try to scream or, you know, whatever. And I woke my husband up one time just yelling, "I know Jesus." Because they would just come on me. And I'm like, I don't know why or, you know, what is going on. But praise God that has not happened since then. So I'm happy to be done with that.
Well, absolutely. And there's a lot of people that have that kind of thing going on. We minister to them regularly, amazingly often, where these things are coming on people in the night and stuff and tormenting. So that's so awesome. So you're, how many training sessions have you had now, Lynette?
I have sat in on one, and then actually I was with one of the ministers in with some pastors a couple weeks ago. And so that was, I mean, it's been really good experience in learning, and I just am excited to continue to learn, and I want to get to the point where I can help others, you know, be set free.
Yes. And that all comes, and you're on your way. You're going through the same process I did, and I sat in enough and kept studying it, and then I finally did one myself, and much to my amazement, I really helped them. So that's what you're going to be experiencing very shortly. The need is much and the workers are few. So that's really exciting. And did you have some physical problems that disappeared? What was your need there?
I have had some headaches that have come on, and I've been able to, you know, in Jesus' name, pain go, and my headaches have gotten better, and the pains in my back are doing better. So I mean, I just I'm feeling so great.
I can kind of tell that, but just by your voice, you sound pumped.
Yes, I am. You're excited. I think that everyone who ministers, they need to learn the training and be out there helping other people be set free.
Yes, and what I find, Lynette, is that it gives me a feeling of self-worth and fulfillment that I never had in any of the other things I've done in my life. And I've not been a shut-in, mind you. I've traveled to 46 countries and flew for 30 years and commercial instruments, single multi-engine ratings, 5,000 pilot hours, and skin diver, snow skier, hunting and fishing, taking nine big game animals, mostly in Alaska. Not been a shut-in. And I find ministering to someone where I sit down and in a few hours, it's so amazing with the steps that we, you know, learn to do, that anybody can learn and do. And I can watch the person change right in front of me as those hours go by. Have you seen that, where people look so different afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, the one that I did set in, it was her second night of ministering. I think she was pretty much free. It was really great to see, and she was pretty pumped at what had taken place and how free that she was. And it's just so awesome to see that joy that comes from being set free, and how much, you know, we want to go share and tell other people about you know, our experience and how awesome God is and the Holy Spirit, and how, you know, you can be set free. You don't have to live with all of these struggles and, you know, the condemnation and just, you know, the cravings and the fear and just all the bondage and heaviness that we can be in for years.
Yeah, absolutely. As most people, how many evil spirits do you think were cast out in your case?
Oh, well, I mean, how many are on each side of the page? I really did. I struggled with pretty much all of them. I mean, anger would just come on me.
Look.
I'm like, where is this coming from? And especially on Sunday. It's so funny to see, you know, when we're trying to get ready for church, and it's that anger that I saw whenever I was a child, you know, in my family. Because, you know, he doesn't want us to go to church. And so he tries to disrupt us any way he can. So I'm like, where is this anger coming from? Well, now I know that it really is a spirit that is, you know, trying to bring that on to me. And I've just been able to rebuke it and go on.
That's right. I first learned that from Charles Kraft, a minister out in California, I guess, a couple of decades, probably three decades ago now. And every time they'd get ready to go to church, they'd start arguing and all, his family, you know, all that. And he finally got suspicious of it. So he said, if this is the enemy, stop it. And sure enough, it was all flipped. So he shared that when I had him in here for meetings, actually, when we were first getting the ministry started. So I've always remembered that. If this is the enemy, stop it. There's something going on, because more than likely they're trying to block and hinder and torment some way.
Yes. And then I'm sure probably everyone has experienced this. Why don't you kill yourself? Or, you know, just those thoughts that come into your head.
No.
You're like, okay, that just hit me out of left field. I don't even know what is going on here. and you can
exactly
just get in that downward spiral that I was in for so long, with just the drinking and just party, party, party. It was so hard to get out of that. It seemed like I would listen to certain music, and it would just trigger something in me. And I'd be like, oh, man, it's time to party.
Well, some of that music has actually been dedicated to Satan. And so those beats actually stir up evil spirits in various cases. So, yeah, we've run into that. Yeah, that's so common, actually, out there. You know, we need to be praying more in our ministry about the enemy blocking people from coming on Monday nights. You can bet it's going on. And assignments coming out of Satan's war room and saying things into people's ears. You know, this live program, when I get a hit demon up, I'll have the demon give me the top 10 lies it's telling the person. And among them is often that one about suicide. Why don't you go ahead and take yourself out? Nobody loves you. You never amount to anything, and all that kind of thing. And the sad thing is, some people buy the lies and commit suicide. It's going on all around.
Yes.
Well, we're out of time. Lynette, thanks so much. It was a wonderful testimony and exciting, and thank you for sharing all that.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Ralph. Thank you for all that you all do, and just may people continue to be set free.
Amen. I'll see you Monday night.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes, keep up the good work. You know, I had a chance to meet Lynette when I was out there. Well, you know, she said she was going to be on the program, and she sat in with the wasn't a traditional deliverance as far as going through all the steps, but it was a deliverance type, because we were able to get to the root cause of some things. But she was able to see that, and I'll tell you, she had an absolute glow upon her, a smile, a joy. And I don't know what she was like before she came in, but I know what she looked like afterwards. So it was good to see.
Praise God.
But we do thank everybody again for joining us this Wednesday evening. It's just such a joy and a pleasure to give the testimonies out and hear the change of people's lives. If you need that change and you have things that are bothering you, can't take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus, well, they may not be your thoughts. Can't control the flesh, well, the flesh is pretty easy to control when the spirits aren't there poking you. But you can go to deliveranceusa.com. They have all the information you need for self-deliverance. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard the office at 307-742-7582. Don't hold off. You'll be a more effective warrior for the kingdom, more effective servant to the Jesus Christ, and you'll benefit yourself, you'll benefit your family, you'll benefit those around you when you have that change and the captives are set free. So, Pastor, as always, glad to be here with you. Good evening, everybody.
Yes.
See you next week.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
To overcome, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
To overcome, nothing
will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.